Welcome to Top 5 Tuesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And
this is the greatest. I literally turned my head to use the mic and there was a guy right there. Holy fuck. That was terrifying.
I wish we were streaming tonight because this is the greatest idea that I think we've ever had. We're making Kevin do his top 5 today while playing VR Resident Evil 4. In VR.
Oh my. They're throwing axes from like three different directions while we're talking.
So it's only right that we start our top five with Kevin. We're talking about our top five favorite stores that we visited as a youth, our hangout spots. Essentially, at least Kevin and I were mall rats. I think Doug was to a certain extent. Maybe not because he had a life. And then I just watched Kevin headbutt the microphone, which was fun. So
it sucks so hard.
Kev, what's your number five?
Space. Yeah.
Kevin, what's your number five, bud?
My number five is Hot Topic. Which kind of fits this because this is a fucking wild, this is what you deal with at a Hot Topic. You deal with some wild ass crazy looking people throwing axes at you. Oh, they call them juggalos. Lots of juggalos at Hot Topic, but it was good. I mean, I used to get all my discount band shirts there. I'd always clear their fit, like their what do you call it? Their clearance aisle. And like, they would have some really rad shirts. I have a X-Men jacket that I still have to this day. That I still wear that I got from there. So it's pretty rad, man. But yes, Hot Topic and the, all those other weird ass places.
Perfect. All right, Doug.
My number five is the food court. Because typically going to the mall was not necessarily about eating food, though we did do that from time to time when we'd go. And it always has, you know, every food court has a wide variety of, of options. Like Chick-fil-A or Sbarro or hot dog on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's Cinnabon insane. Or whatever. Or Cinnabon or whatever the fuck they're called. It was fun because everyone could go get their own thing and then you gather back together and you got like a smorgasbord of variety.
Yep.
Sure.
I agree. My number five is something that I had on my list that I had pulled up, but somehow the window closed. So let me go back to it real quick.
Oh, you don't have to remember yours, but I have to remember mine, eh?
Well, yeah.
Well, duh.
Okay. Good call.
mine is going to be Borders Books and Media, whatever Borders Books. I used to go there so when you went to the mall and you were a mall rat, you didn't have money necessarily. Or you didn't have a lot. I even worked at the mall in my teenage years, so I was always there. And wasn't much going on at my house, so that's where I'd go chill. You know, it had everything. And one of the places that you'd go when you're broke is go and check out all the magazines, on my magazine rack. So from there, and also it had all the magazines that I didn't have access to, you know, or enough money to have a subscription. So it had EGM and it had PlayStation magazine, it had Nintendo Power, it had all of them that you could just go and sit for hours and read through. And no one gave a shit. Like, you could just sit there and no one would tell you to leave. And it was magical. Mm-hmm. So that's my number five. Kev, what's your number four?
I would have hated working there, not being able to tell people to leave. Especially at GameStop when people used to play the video game, like demos for hours. Oh, that was really rough.
Well, I mean, that was me. That was me too. I mean, I remember when there was a GameStop that had a Jaguar
no shit.
And I never got a chance to play one. And I think I played like Gex on it. I think that was their mascot.
That sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I remember just the Jaguar controller having like a whole like dial tone of like numbers on it.
Yeah, it had like the alphabet for some reason that just wasn't needed. So
yeah, it was weird. It made no sense, but that was the Jaguar where they tried to be better than everyone else.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, Kev, what's your number four?
My number four is fucking sorry, in the middle of a huge fight with like a whole up corner. Well,
you know
what? I'm still alive. My number four is Spencer's. Okay. What? Hi.
No, I was gonna say before you get to your number four, this has so many vibes of like the fucking the hot wing show, hot ones.
Kind of. It's tense, like, man.
You're just like, hey, you're gonna put this on and then we're gonna talk.
Yeah. So do your best.
Do your best.
Heart's racing.
Okay, so Spencer's.
Spencer's, man, that was the place of where to get strange things. You get whatever internet meme was of the week. You can get a hat, a t-shirt, and dildo. Like, wherever you want to get there. Like, there was just something for everyone there.
I don't remember and, dildos.
Yeah, they had the whole back section was always the adult section.
Yeah, I remember the adult section. I don't remember dildos, though.
Well, then you're not looking hard enough.
Oh, my God. Well,
come on.
Fun. Doug, what was your number four?
My number four is Kev's number five. It was Hot Topic.
Hell yeah.
Again, good place to get your band t-shirts, your band patches, all the fun stuff to support that the edgy teen side of growing up when you're like, oh, I'm so punk rock. Oh, I'm going to go get this rancid t-shirt and these checkered like pants or whatever the fuck they were. I don't know. I never wore those, but you know what I mean? Like that's mm-hmm. where you'd go to get it. And then I remember at one point it was like, wow, there sure is a lot of Harry Potter shit in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, shit changed. What happened?
Shit changed. Like,
y'all okay. Went soft.
With like, that's where I was like, oh, this is not for me anymore. Like, I mean, I like Harry Potter, but it was like, I am not going to wear a shirt with Ronald Weasley on it. Like, I'm good.
Then you're not a true fan, Doug.
Yeah, like, I'm good.
You're not a true pothead.
I
Snake, sorry. That was scary. I opened a box and there was a snake there, and now I have an egg. That's cool. Thanks.
So far, two fan clubs have been called potheads and then limps this week.
I've been called both of those in high school.
I've been called both of those this week.
Oh, boy.
My number four is called, my number four is The Wiz.
Not familiar.
The Wiz?
Like the musical?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's an electronics store and it was two levels. And the reason why I hung out there so much is because I was so addicted to music. Like I loved every second of it I could get, but I couldn't afford albums. So they had a giant wall and you could go downstairs. It looks like he's literally jerking off.
Sorry.
It looks like he was like the camera's at like the urinal and he's shaking one off. He's like, get out of me, pee.
No, I'm in a lake right now and there was a snake going right between my legs and I'm trying to swipe it. The thing is, it has like, you set this up with true ground physics and I couldn't reach my actual floor. So it was going right under me. I couldn't do anything about it. It was scaring the shit out of me. So, God damn this game. And I have a knife. I'm using a knife, so I'm like, come on.
So I used to go down to the bottom level and they'd have a huge music section. And in that music section, they had a wall full of like demo CDs. Every week they would refresh them, and you could just listen to the entire album. And so I'd just go through and listen to all my favorite stuff. So
nice. Love that.
Kev, we've moved on to number three.
My number three was The Food Court. Surprisingly, it's not higher up. All right, Fat Kid, I know, haha. But man, yeah, The Food Court was good, delicious. It just like it was great because you didn't have to fight with friends on where to go. Everyone went their separate ways, but we still had the same table, you know. I would usually end up going, yeah, like to Sbarro's or even like whatever Chinese place, like the Chinese restaurant that I would have there. Mm-hmm. Man, yeah, just stuff like that mostly. And every once in a while hit up like, you know, McDonald's or something like that if the other food wasn't good enough that day.
I don't know one place in a mall that had McDonald's, but I wish I
would. Yeah, well, maybe Hill Mall
had McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah, there'd be like McDonald's Express or whatever they would be called or whatever.
Yeah, or I think Ridgemore Mall had one. Maybe not.
Mine had a Taco Bell, but not a McDonald's.
Yeah, the one in Hewlin had a Chick-fil-A and like a Panda Express.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, let's see. I was going to say mine because mine was the same as Kev's. Mine is also the food court for my number three, but.
Fair enough.
Doug, what's your number three?
My number three. So this one, I was trying to research yesterday, and I cannot find the name of it. It was a skate shop, and it used to be in the mall. It used to be right next to another one of my favorite stores, and it was just a skateboard shop. I mean, it was skateboard attire, and then like skateboard brand clothing. Mm-hmm. So,
was it a French? Like, was it a national brand?
No, I don't know. I don't know because the problem is the my other favorite store, my next one, is also kind of a skate store. And so I'm like, am I getting them confused? But I know there was two of them because my number two didn't have skateboards, but this shop did have skateboards and stuff. And it's where I used to go buy my skateboards, I'm pretty sure. Or I have them backwards. But it was, yeah, there were these two stores back, like right next to each other. And they were like kind of like that. Again, like Hot Topic, kind of like a, you know, it's your skate punk phase sort of stuff. So it was where you'd go get your, you know, Vans, Billabong, you know, all those skate brands. All that stuff was there. So,
my favorite, my number three was the food court as well. As I said before, the reason why I loved it so much is because of the fact that I loved eating the food from there. So hence the food court. I don't know. I knew some people who worked in the food court, so they always hooked me up with some free pizza, and I got some free Chinese food all the time. And so yeah, I mean that place was a hot go-to of hanging out and stuff. And it had seats where, you know, you could essentially sit, if you could believe that. But, yeah, that was, get a little giggle out of Doug for that. But yeah, that was a good place. So, let's go to number two and, Kev, take it away.
Number two is, what was my number two? Oh, my number two is like generically record stores. Like going to a record store and picking out music and everything like that, but more specifically, like Suncoast. And like Suncoast was a good place to go to. I used to pre-order a bunch of movies there and like music. Mm-hmm. Coconuts was another one. Rolling Stone records, like those were awesome. They would have like Rolling Stone used to have a like band meet and greets there. You know, they'd have like a table in the back of the shop and have people waiting in line to meet them. Like, it was rad, man. Like, I just miss stuff like that. And going, having like what Jer said earlier about having like kind of like music listening stations, and you could just kind of sit there and like at least preview an album before you buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just fun, man. I loved stores like that. And it was like Hot Topic kind of went that way later where they started throwing in like albums and everything like that. But they had kind of the same vibe where they had t-shirts, wristbands, like all kinds of band posters, everything to support the music. And I miss that, man. It was good times. That's my number two.
Doug?
My number two is PacSun.
Oh, yeah.
Which was, again, right next to the skate shop. And so I even went to, like, PacSun's website because I was like, did PacSun have, like, skateboards? I can't find anything that they sold, like, skateboards and stuff. But I think the reason I'm getting confused is because one year we went to the X Games and it was sponsored by PacSun. So, like, I know that they did skateboarding, like stuff. But they were right next to each other. Skateboard shop and then, like, the clothing shop, mm-hmm. PacSun. And yeah, we used to spend a lot of time there because we'd go look at skateboards that we couldn't afford, and then we'd go buy clothing we could barely afford. So that's my number two, PacSun.
My number two is the arcade, and more specifically, there was two that I visited. So at first, there was Aladdin's Castle. And Aladdin's Castle is where I fell in love with such hits as Teenagers, Turtles in Time. I fell in love with Terminator 2, Mortal Kombat. I was the X-Men 4-player game, and it had the three screens across, and like that was like. For me, like seeing that, I thought that was just like the most amazing technology that anyone's ever come up with. Mm-hmm. Let's see, the Simpsons game, and I mean all the classics that you should love in the arcade. Time Cop, Area 51, all that stuff was where I fell in love with all that. And then that shut down, and there was another place called Kahunaville, and that was like a. That was kind of like, what's the popular place where it was themed like Hawaii, and it was like a what are they called? Shit, we have them here.
Joe's Crab Shack.
Exactly.
What?
So Joe's Crab Shack.
Wait, seriously? Like
no,
wait, seriously?
No, no.
I don't remember anything about it.
What's the themed, the jungle theme place that's in, that used to be popular?
Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So he's not like, wrong.
Well, it's like that, but better. It was like if Rainforest is like the Walmart of those kind of places, then this place would be like the Target. Slightly better. Had an arcade, had a cool bar, had a million times better themed rooms. Like they had a pirate ship that was sunken, and you would go eat on the ship. And then they had this water show that danced around and did this entire show. Like it was incredible. And people danced, all the employees danced and shit. Like you're at, you know, at a fucking
Joe's Crab Shack.
So, but the arcade is where I spent most of my days, and we've reached number one.
Is number one is arcade as well for me. That was the place to be. Every mall that I had went to usually had a pretty decent arcade. At least they had like, they would be the place where, yeah, man, where you got to test out all the newer games. Cause you know, like a lot of the places, the smaller places that had arcades usually got kind of like second or third run versions. Like Street Fighter 2 on some weird ass cabinet. So it was nice going to an arcade and seeing like the original stuff and seeing it kind of before, you know, before everyone else in a way. Midway was a big thing in Chicago. So they used to like demo their cabinets in malls. So people used to be able to play like versions of Mortal Kombat 2 before anyone else. Like that's how the whole rumors about the friendships and babalities came about in part 2 was because they were like beta testing that stuff. It was wild. Yeah, man, just arcades. They were so much fun. Jared nailed it, man. Just being able to play so many of those classics. I mean, Double Dragon, like Terminator 2, you know. I was going to mention, Jerry, like that, are you going to get that Terminator 2 stand-up arcade or whatever when it comes out?
No, I it would be a lot of fun, but I'm not going to, I don't have anybody to come over and play with, so it's pointless. Like, I put all this, I got that Mortal Kombat arcade unit for Christmas, and I love it, but no one else plays it. So, and I put a whole bunch of money into it to put 3,000 arcade games on it, and I was like, eh, no one comes to visit, so I enjoy it, but I'm not going to invest in another one.
It's because your gated community won't let us through. We've tried several times to get into your gated community, but every time they say, oof, that 2020 Honda Pilot you're driving, not fancy enough. come back when you're driving something fancy, you fucking pleb.
I have told you at least 4 or 5 times, all you need to do is shave, be clean shaven, put on a 3-piece suit, and you can come over. Like, no big deal.
Wow. Problem is, I'd have to like shave and then like instantly drive up because like within 5 minutes it's back. It's so back.
The Santa Claus.
You like that movie? Like that movie Peanut Butter, or whatever the hell it was called. You remember that one where they put the peanut butter on the kid makes a wish or some shit, and then they puts the peanut butter on his head, and then it grows hair instantly. No,
no,
oh my god, no! It's like one of the worst kid movies ever.
Kev wanted to shake his head no, but he's in the middle of a game, and so
it's really, I'm like, really, like, I'm being careful. I don't want to fall off a platform over here. It's pretty nuts.
Okay, it's called the Peanut Butter Solution. It was made in 1985, and it's a ghosts restore a boy's hair when it falls out from fright, but then it won't stop growing. It's a classic.
Classic.
Okay. Well, now we know what we're going to watch our next movie night.
Oh, let's see. We've reached number one for Doug.
Yeah, my number one is Barnes & Noble, the other bookstore that's attached to malls sometimes. Mm-hmm. Parks Mall out here had one. I love bookstores. I could spend an entire day in a bookstore. Just the one that tend to be more quiet than most other stores. There's books, which I love books. The whole, like, yeah, magazines, like the Barnes & Noble, it's not the closest one to us, is not in a mall, but it's right across the street from a mall. That one also, like, in the magazine section also has comic books. Like, so you can go, like, pick up a copy of, like, you know, whatever run is currently out, and you can read some comics. Also, there's that. That one also has a Starbucks in it, so you can go get, like, a coffee. You can sit down in some of their nice chairs. You can grab a book. You can read. You can hang out. You know, they've got, that's a great store. And they also have like a whole record section now too. Dude, bookstores, man. That's where it's fucking at. That's a place, literally, if you just like, I just need to get away. That's a good place to just like go and just read. Because again, they don't kick you out. Because they're like, oh, shit, we got somebody. Like, so right. They're not buying something on Amazon. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
My number one is the movie theater. I lived at the movie theater. It helped that my first real job was at a movie theater. And it was called, what was it called? Back in the day, it was called Hoyts.
Hoyts.
Hoyts. I should have known I was Jewish back then. I lived at the movie theater. I worked at the movie theater. It was my jam. I couldn't get enough. That's where my true love of movies really, really, really happened. And so, So that's our top fives. And I hope that it was enjoyable. Let's see. Kev, did you enjoy doing this in VR?
It was terrifying.
I would like to... Next week, I'd like you to find base jumping, skydiving, or some other activity that can scare the shit out of you. And
please no.
While doing your top five, okay?
Please no.
Please no.
If this is a fan favorite, then we'll have to bring it back. So it's up to the listeners to decide.
No.
He gave the fakest laugh.
At least not, and maybe not Resident Evil. I don't know. We'll find something. But yeah.
Oof. Yeah, base jumping or
yeah, man. Something that's going to make you feel exhilarated.
Yeah, get that workout in.
So, we could have them do one of those, the Saber song things.
My God.
Oh, Beat Saber?
Yeah, the Beat Saber.
I'll have to stand up for that.
All right, tomorrow we got What's Up Wednesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.